ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I'm your host, Mark Lennon Crew Wheeler, and craziness is all I got to say. Craziness. Powerballs, $500,000, or $500 million, excuse me. I'm nowhere near salt water, going through withdrawals right now. I'm in the wonderful state of Kansas. Family has brought me out here right now, taking care of some things out here, and all is good. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room, King Rat, Mark Lozier, keep us jumping in and out. What's going on, King? And what's going on, Mr. Lozier? Lozier's hosts the Tuesday Night Show along with his wife, Java Chick, or Chris Lozier. Tuesday Night Show at 8. Check that out. And, yeah, Groupie, welcome, buddy. Good to see you on here. All right, we're going to do a freshwater show tonight. I haven't done one of these in a long time. And, crap, ain't working. I haven't done a freshwater show in a long time, and I know it's definitely overdue. But let's get into some news real fast. Black sea bass. Let everyone know, this black sea bass are closed. You cannot keep black sea bass until possibly fall of next year is what it's looking like. DMRC has to sit down. The Atlantic Marine Fisheries Council has to sit down and figure out what they're going to do. They went way over their quota this year for whatever reason. I apologize to anyone that's listening in and can't get into the chat room or whatever. It took me almost 10 minutes to get in the chat room to work on my end. So I sent a thing to Chip. Hopefully he can figure out what the hell is going on. So I do apologize for that. But they went heavily over their quota this year on black sea bass. And, of course, the season's now closed. So, that's why. All right. That and the big stripers are in. I mentioned last week's show that we had some big stripers being caught over on the Eastern Shore. They're being caught everywhere. I got a couple guys email me with pictures of some really nice stripers. A couple of citations being caught length-wise. They're really skinny still, so hopefully we'll get a big school of bunker that'll roll in here and just take over the mouth of the bay, and they just feed until they get big, fat, and happy, which is the way stripers should look. They shouldn't look all emaciated and, you know, craft single likers. But let's see here. We did that. Talked about that. One thing I haven't talked about, there's this thing going on. If you don't know about it, you're living on either rock, personally. There's this thing called
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th. President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Alright, there you go. Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I mean, if you are not a friend of Kayak Fishing Radio, or like the Boondoggle, or are not friends with Charles Levi, or any of us, and have yet to see any information on the numbers of the number of stuff that's going to be at this Boondoggle, is truly mind-boggling. I can't say. I mean, Chuck's done an excellent job. This is going to be truly awesome. So I cannot wait for more information. Please go to GetEngland.com/boondoggle again for more information. All right. Let's see here. Get right into the freshwater thing. And I've been talking all day to people. My parents live in Kansas City. For those that don't know, there's a Cabela's literally right across the street from their house. I skip across the street, through the parking lot and get inside. And you open what happens? You open the doors of a Cabela's and you hear, oh, ha, ha. You're like, oh, ha, ha. You start looking at everything. One thing that's irked me about this Cabela's is that their fishing section is really subpar. and it's kind of hard to get any information. So, sitting there today, and the guy's trying to figure out what he wants, and I made a suggestion, and next thing I know, I'm walking with the guy, and three other guys are talking with me now, and talking about fishing, and the resurgence of the freshwater is back in my eyes. So, let's talk about right now. Could you go out in the water and catch a fish in freshwater? Yes, you can. And reasonably, if you were in certain areas, you could catch a lot of really good fish right now, i.e. smallmouth. If you are anywhere near Richmond, Virginia, the Shenandoah, the Potomac, the Susquehanna, we'll scoot south, any of the rivers off the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina have smallmouth, have spots, have, fish that really do well when the water temps drop. Even the big largemouth do well. And it's one of my favorite times of the year is we've had the first really cold couple of nights that have really dropped those water temps. And now is the time to head through and do a lot of scouting and a lot of big bait throwing. This is when I bust out those really big swim baits, those baits that, during the summertime, I have to deal with a lot of pressure from other boaters, and the bait wouldn't do as well. And a lot of people ask me, why does that matter? Why does having so much pressure with the boaters deal with such a large bait? The reason is this. That big bait, would get overshadowed by all the boat traffic, the trolling motors, the outboards going off, the 30 fish finders that are on the guy's boat, dinging and pinging and everything else, really make it difficult, at least that I find on the lakes around here, to really do well. That being said, if I went ahead now and I start throwing my smaller baits, my rattle traps, my crankbaits, my smaller cranks, I'd be tearing up the crappie. But that's all relative. Out here in Kansas, they have some really great impoundments with some really nice landlocked stripers. That's actually where I'm going to go tomorrow. Is fish for landlocked stripers. And it's kind of funny. They use live rainbow trout. And that's something I would have never thought of. Growing up in Pennsylvania, rainbow trout, you don't use as bait. Rainbow trout, during an open day, you stand shoulder to shoulder with the next trout fisherman, losing our minds. So to find that they use rainbow trout is kind of funny. But if you've got an impoundment with landlocked stripers, just off the top of my head, the three lake chain there in Suffolk, I think it's Lake Prince, Lake Whitehurst, I think is the other name of it. They have Vanlox scrapers there. Easy paddle. I can tell you, there's a road that splits the two lakes. Yeah, it's in Suffolk. There's a road that splits the two lakes. You got to go up this little hill to come back down and launch. And there's a it's like pretty cool little, you know, step down slough or waterfall off to the right of the boat ramp. I think it's Lake Whitehurst. Whitehurst is closed to the public. Well, it's the one just underneath Prince. I can never think of the damn name. But you paddle over to it, and it's, you know, you got running water, you have a rocky bottom with a couple of big boulders, you know, bridge pylons, and every time I fished a bass tournament there, God dang, now that's going to drive me nuts until I find out what lake that is. Every time I fish a bass tournament there, I always catch one or two really nice stripers. We're talking, you know, under 30 inches, you know. But, you know, pretty cool. You know, you go tear them up in the salt and then go tear them up in a lake. Excuse me. Let's see here. My whole computer's going weird. Sorry. Trying to find this lake. It's not Cahoon. Yeah, it's one in Virginia. I know the lake's out of Charleston. Or Charlottesville, there it is, up in North Carolina, has some really good lake reservoir, smallmouth, and really nice stripers in there. You know, then you get into South Carolina and Georgia and those places where they've got the spots like that. But for baits for this time of year, mead, thank you. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm awful with my memory right now. But baits. I talk about big baits. And everyone starts thinking, oh, big baits, you mean like big spinner baits, you know, things like that. No, no, no. I'm talking throwing those big BBZs, the six or eight inch, you know, big swim baits. In and around deep points, secondary points, channels and sloughs, stuff like that. It is a absolute killer way of catching some really big fish. Sorry if I blank out for a second. I'm reading the people talking about doing great things around the holidays. In the chat room. Got a couple other people in the chat room. Don Paredes, sorry if I just butchered your name, buddy. And Hammerhead Greg Crisp have also joined us in the chat room. Talking about Clothing for Children's Hospice, which is a great thing. Don't forget to donate to Toys for Tots. And how do you donate for Toys for Tots? I do this every year. And quickly, Toys for Tots. If you're trying to figure out where they're at, just look for the Marine and the Dress Blues. They'll be in most weekends around the malls and stuff like that. So if you see them, thank them, then drop off a toy. Please, as long as it's still in its original packaging, you're good. You know, a 99-cent teddy bear goes a long way for a kid. So please donate for Toys for Tots. Ocean G's has a donation box in the store for Toys for Tots. It's a great thing, and trust me, I did it for 2 years while I was in the Corps, and the reaction you get from these kids is truly amazing. No kids should go through the holidays without having a toy, something open up during the holidays or Christmas. So, all right, big baits, big swim baits. Focus, Mark. but yeah, running those big baits is really a lot of fun. Rods and reels, you can go overboard and get some big rods like that. Personally, for me, if you have a good, sturdy bait casting reel or a good sturdy spinning reel that's going to be able to hold, 40-pound braid, you don't really need to go overboard with it. If you want to throw 80-pound or 60-pound braid, go right ahead. Personally, for me, the Skeet Reese line of rods, he's got a great swim bait rod. Match it up with this, you're spending $200 for a rod and reel, a little less than that actually, and it'll handle everything you throw at it. But launch it, buy those big swim baits. Make your own. If you find a pile, I do this a lot, where I'll take the swim baits that you'll find in the discount bin, that the Ocean's East, if anyone out over there, right behind the cash register peninsula, they have those custom poured or, Ocean's East poured striper swim baits behind the counter there, if you know what I'm talking about, on the freshwater side. Pick up those, the big purple ones, if they have them. It's a clear with like some fleck in it, a flake in it. They still have them. They work great at Lake Smith or any of the lakes around here. Just a big hook right through the nose. That's all you need to do. And toss that out there, let it sink. I mean, they will naturally sink. They're heavy. Excuse me. Dinner's kicking me back in the chest. Let it sink down. And then, nice and slowly just reel it. This is the time of year where you can really enjoy running bait slow. Rattle traps. Again, great baits for this time of year. Yo-yoing. A nice long cast. Did it hit the water? Let it sink. I let it sit there for a second. And then all I do is take my rod tip. If parallel to the water, okay, it's 12 o'clock. I'm bringing my rod tip up to about 1:30, okay? And straight up and down is 3, so about 1:30, so I'm kind of halfway, not really splitting the distance. Just a quick little snap of the rod tip, just to bring that bait up and just, let it sink back down. Let it hit the bottom, give it a second or two, and do it again. You'll know the bottom structure. Lake Smith, guess what? It doesn't change a whole lot. So you'll know. When you do a snap, usually you have one or two count, all of a sudden you just don't feel it hitting bottom, or it hits bottom early, that's a fish. Come tight, hammer them. You want to throw a big spinnerbait, big Colorado blade, big Indiana blade. Bulk up the skirt with two, add an extra skirt, add a trailer. And again, launch it out there and just slowly reel it. I want that bait just to tick the bottom. Okay? You have an area that has current. That big Colorado blade is going to spin on its own in that current. All right? Reel it a little bit, make it stop. Once it has that water movement going past that blade, it's going to sit there and spin. let that skirt sit there on the bottom and kind of undulate on its own in that current. You don't get anything. Start reeling again. Let it tick, 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 move and stop. And let it do it all over again. You'll just all of a sudden feel real light. Sometimes just pick up, or sometimes you'll feel it get hammered. Either way, you got to fish on. We have a lake like Briary Creek up in Central Virginia by Farmville. Good Lord, this is the time of the year. I mean, it's a deep lake. We're talking 60-some-odd feet in some areas. Lots of wood. You can literally go nuts. Big crankbaits. Launch that sucker in there, bounce it off of, trees and limbs and whatever, and just wait for the hammering, because it'll be suspended in there, sitting above the thermocline. And this is where it becomes really important to have a good fish finder. If you're fishing deep, 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 we're talking anything over 40-foot lakes, Lake Mead, Cahoon, I think it's pretty deep. Lake Prince is very deep. There's some spots in it where it's over 50 feet. What you're going to do is use your fish finder and find that thermocline. Fish will not go underneath that thermocline. It is way too oxygen deprived, is the best way to put it. They're going to sit above it or right on it. If you find that thermocline, a great bait are spoons, vertical spoons, vertical rattle traps, drop shots. If you have your line marked where you can actually put it down there, or you can see it on your fish finder right where your drop shot is, put it right on the fish. All these are ways of really tearing them up. Bass, large, small, spot, whatever you want. Stripers do the same thing. This is the time of year for pike, if you can find them. If you're in Central Tennessee, or you're going out to Central Tennessee, i.e. anywhere around Rock Island, Sparta, Tennessee, what are the other towns around there? And you get a chance to, I can't think of the towns, and you get a chance to fish some of the Central Tennessee rivers, huge muskie in there. And the muskie are going to be, ripping and roaring. Walleye, if you've got a lake that has walleye, this is the time of the year, again, you can really do well. So when you see those guys up north, before the ice ups or on the rivers that don't ice up, trolling back and forth using leeches and earthworms and small minnows, catch walleye. I mean, this is a great time of year to really work on, knowledge on your fish finder. I love when Christmas comes around, I get a new fish finder. Guess what? I'm spending, as much time as I can understanding that fish finder in areas that I already know. Like if I know, I've got a log here and a brush pile here and whatever, I'll run by that with that fish finder to, see how, it pairs to the other ones I've used. Some more greater than others. Some give you better detail than others. And this is the time of the year to understand that and really map out your area, is the best way to put it. This is the time of year to have a lot of fun. Some new baits that are out there in the freshwater world, and designs of baits. And if you go to gackangler.com, there's a really good forum post on there on rigging worms. And you can see 100 different ways of rigging a worm. There's one that was posted on there where they're using Senkos. Or Senko style baits, where they used a shaky head. I think it was a shaky head. Rigging it the weighted head wacky style. Okay, we're rigging the worm wacky style, and then sliding it down the hook shank a little bit, and then rigging a weedless worm. I guess you do the weedless first and then put the with the wacky on. Figure it out. You know, to show, you know, competition or whatever, or just something different. That's a great idea. That's a Senkos this time of year in deep brush piles are killer. You know, why? You throw it out there over top of that brush pile, keep the bale open, don't engage the spool yet, and just let, you know, peel off a little bit of line, just let it sink. Just let it go down, let it hit those branches and kind of fluff off, you know, and tick off another branch and just fall down and let it sit. And you'd be surprised how effective that is when you're sitting there, you know, let it sit there for a minute. Okay, watch your line. If all of a sudden you see your line jump a couple times, most likely that's a fish just inhaled your bait. Bring it tight, stick them. You know, if you can catch a fish using some crazy method now, when it's cold, and you don't have, and you're not sitting on top of the water in ice, you can catch them the same way in the summertime. It'll be a really effective style. So, all right. Let's see here. Chris Lozier took off. Have a great night, Chris. Let me think here. Anything else? Oh, this Saturday, I believe. The December 1st. Instead of me trying to figure out the day. December 1st at the Hampton Appomattox River Company store, right there off of Mercury Boulevard. If you don't know where it is, find out. And if you're in the area, you can come up. Melita, if you can, you know, get on a plane and fly up here from down in Jacksonville and enjoy a wonderful warm weather, that's a joke, you know, you're missing out. But MS River Company is having a rigging day where Luther Cyphers of Yak Attack fame and lore will be showing up and rigging boats. It'll be a great time for everyone. There's a chili contest. But for more information, go to Facebook and look up Appomattox River Company. Or if you wanted to, give them a call. You give them a call at 757-890-0500. For more information, sign up for the chili contest. I know Mark Lozier's wife, Chris, is bringing chili. I'm actually flying back into Virginia Friday afternoon. I keep thinking today's Thursday. Jeez. Flying back in Friday night so I can be there on Saturday. And from what I understand, they're planning on doing some fishing afterwards. So, it'll be a great time. Fresh water is for drinking, yeah. Drinking and catching a lot of fun fish. But yeah, it should be a good time had by all. I cannot wait. I think I'll bring my big tuna, which is hey now. I almost got me to say it. But again, for more information, give them a call. Look them up on Facebook. It should be a really, really good time. Let's see here. I had some other things. Oh, yeah, trout fishing right now. Yeah, with this cold weather. Should be last time I trout fished was when I was a kid in Pennsylvania. Uh, But yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take the big two, and I've decided. I made the executive decision. See if we can't get Luther to rig up the big tuna. Had the great joy of watching Luther rig up Eric Jackson. If you don't know the name, Eric Jackson is the owner, proprietor, big head honcho of Jackson Kayak. And Luther hooked him up with a fully rigged CUSA. I mean, this thing has everything but the... cat's meow. the Super Fish All is a bad boat. That's a bad little thing. Let me think here. Yeah, if you don't know about the Super Fish All, it's a... stand-up paddleboard designed strictly for fishing. It's nice and wide. It's really stable. Stable enough that I threw a 20-foot cast net from that boat. And I've never been on a stand-up paddleboard before. It is truly awesome. It's got tons of foam. You know, in case you need to go to your knees when you're standing, you're not busting up your knees. It's got a front system on it to hold your paddle, to hold a couple of pieces of tackle boxes. Comes with a ram mount system, so you can put your rods and rod holders. It is extremely stable. You know, it is a lot of fun. I can't say enough about it. And then, having a buddy, Jace Bolden, put a three-horse on the back of this little stand-up paddleboard and, you know, be zinging around was pretty cool, seeing that in Tennessee. But, all right, I think I'm going to do it for tonight. I'm trying to reach out and try to find things to talk about. I'd like to thank everyone who showed up. First time, if you have been on here before, Don, I do apologize, but first time listener, you know, thanks for showing up, really appreciated. Also with Greg Crisp, hope you're not iced out already, that'll be too bad, but just think, bud, in a few months, you'll be driving back down to Florida and enjoying it. Mark Lozier, remember, the Lozier Show, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock with Mark and Chris, same place, same time. what paddle do I recommend for it? Personally, I don't really know. I'm still trying to learn the whole stand-up paddleboard thing personally. But, you know, your local paddling shop would have that information for you. Yeah. Let's see here. You guys still have, sorry, I'm in the chat room. Accent Transformer. Yeah, that's one of the paddles I know a couple guys use. But Hammerhead says he's got to try for a night trip for stripers, which is surprising they still have stripers up north. That's insane. With the ice and snow in Boston Harbor. Wow. I haven't done that in a long time. But yeah. Schoolies, but it's still fishing. There you go. All right. With that being said, I'd like to thank everyone that showed up again. Mark, Melita, Greg, Don, King Rat that showed up for a little while, Chris, and everyone else. But with that being said, I'd like to thank Jackson Kayaks, Robson Paddles, YakAngler.com. Let's see here. The Boondoggle.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit YakAngler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right. There you go. YakAngler, great site, tons of information. Go check them out. And Mustad and everyone else that support me, support them. But with that, I wish everyone the best of luck this weekend. If you're heading across the eastern shore of Virginia, please be safe. Weather should be good, if I remember correctly. I haven't looked at it personally in a little while. But, again, be safe. Best of luck. I hope you get your fixture of a lifetime. Now's the time to get into them before it gets really crazy. For those that are hunting, please be safe out in the woods. And with that being said, always wear your PFD. Take kid fishing unless it's super, super cold. And always stay safe. With that, have a great night. And I'll catch you next weekend. Tune in tomorrow night for the Thursday night show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson. And let's see here. We're going to go out with a little funk. Good night, everybody.